This chapel message is brought to you by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations.
This morning, I want to start something new that I'm going to follow throughout the course of this next year, or less, depends how many times I speak in chapel. But I had been thinking about this for a while, and I want to start, as you know, part of the ministry that the stewardship team gets to be a part of is our international biblical tours. And so I was thinking about how to do a series where we just walk through what some of our stops look like in Greece or in one of the other countries. This time we're going to start the country of Greece. I am not going to get into the culture and history, and there's so much governmental things that Costas, our tour guide, covers. I could never do it justice. In fact, I would do it harm. But I'm going to focus a little bit. I'm going to show you a couple places we stop, but also bring a devotional or some thoughts from the life of Paul or from something unique that takes place in these places where we go whenever we're on the Greece tour. So following the footsteps of Paul, not Paul Montgomery, although Paul may make an appearance in one of these pictures if you be watching, all right? Whenever we go to Greece, we're following in Paul's second missionary journey, and you can see where his missionary journey led him. But we fly into the city of Thessaloniki, and we start there. That's where we rendezvous as a group, and then the next day we take off. Wrong direction. There we go, to Philippi, and we start our tour up in Philippi because that's where we're going to learn this morning. Paul started his journey, so to speak, in Greece as well. But our story will pick up with Paul being in Troas, and we're going to read a little bit about how Paul ends up from Troas up in Philippi. And in Acts chapter 16 and verse 9, it says, And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. So here's Paul. They are ministering in Troas. They've arrived in Troas. They're ministering Troas. Paul has a plan, and if you look at his first missionary journey, you can see the places that he visited, how he had gone to inspire and encourage and support churches and church growth and church leaders, and to help disciple and also to convert individuals to faith in Christ. And so I can't help but read, as I read about Paul, thinking Paul knew where he was going on his second missionary journey, at least to get started. He was a pretty focused individual from what I read, and I believe he probably had an idea what churches, what communities he was going to visit, and then he has this vision. The Holy Spirit comes to him in a dream, right, and says, go to Macedonia. What it made me think about was a detour happened in Paul's life, right? And how do you respond to detours is the question I want to ask you. After going on a little over 30 years in development work, I've traveled a lot in this country and in other countries, and the thing I hate to hear come out of my GPS is redirecting, because I have a plan whenever I get out on the road. I'm headed someplace on vacation. I am going someplace to have a good time, to enjoy. And so whenever a detour happens in my life, and I'm wondering about you, how do you respond? I respond initially out of frustration, right? I have a feeling of frustration. Then comes disappointment, because all at once I find myself out in the middle of nowhere. Or I remember on one such occasion, we were living in Charlotte at the time, and Noah was about 9 years old, and we bought motorcycles, dirt bikes, and we would go to a motor park. We were intending to go to a motor park to go ride for the day. and it was our first sort of trip out to this motor park, and we put it in our GPS, and we started following it, and before long, we ended up on literally a gravel road. And Noah and I stopped and we started saying, I don't think we're in the right place. I don't think we're in the right place. We would try, and we didn't have any GPS signal for some reason, and we couldn't turn around very easily, so we just kept going, and sure enough, we were probably a good hour from where we needed to be, and eventually we got there. It cut our day short, but it created some disappointment, and I'm sure when you face detours in your life that it creates disappointment. And then if we're not careful, it moves to anger, right? I have felt like throwing my phone out the window before whenever it's telling me to redirect or I've passed something and I'm going in a circle, but yet I don't know what to do with it. Well, fortunately, the book of Proverbs gives us some good guidance, right? Something to reflect on. And I love this passage. It's become very much a part of my life. The heart of man plans his ways, but the Lord establishes his steps. And the longer we stay in frustration and disappointment and anger, the more further away from God's leading we find ourselves. And the sooner we can come to understanding, okay, God, you've orchestrated this, you've planned this, then all at once that frustration, that anxiety and the anger can go away because we know that God has a plan. Well, whenever we think about Paul responded, and we're going to ask the question, well, how did Paul respond to a detour in his life? And I'm just going to start again. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately he sought out to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace and followed a day into Neapolis, and from there into Philippi, which is the leading city of the district of Macedonia and the Roman colony. We remained in the city for some days. And so we see here, Paul responds immediately, and we're going to talk about that for a moment, but on our tours, the bus stops occasionally. Now, some stops are necessity stops, okay? You understand what those are. You find yourself in a parking lot of a service station. Other stops happen out here. Why do you think they're just out here in the middle of nowhere? Well, this little town, and they're looking overboard, and if you haven't spotted them, here's the footsteps of Paul Montgomery. So they're here, and I wanted to show this to you. No, they're not just waiting on the bus to get repaired or somebody to walk by. They have a vision that they're looking at. They're looking down here at the Via Ignatia. I can't say that, but anyhow, you get it. What this is really the road that Romans built that Paul and Silas in this story, and probably Luke along the way, walked on to Philippi, okay? And it's what led them there. This is the ancient road, and on these tours, we get to see some really neat places. This is not a museum, you know? This is out in the wilderness, if you would, looking. And then beyond the road, you can see Neapolis, okay? And again, this picture taken from the exact same location as I was taking a picture down to the Estagna Road. So we're looking over to Neapolis. Now, do you remember pulling this out of the scripture? This is where Paul steps onto European soil and brings the gospel to Europe. Now, think about it. If Paul had not acted obediently and followed the Holy Spirit's leading, the voice, the vision that he had in the night, the gospel may have been delayed or not even reached over into Europe, into Greece, Macedonia. And so this is an important port, and a wonderful place to look at. It's one of Greece's most pictured ports, I understand from reading about it and some of the things we hear on the tours, but I wanted to show that to you. And here we're up in the old city of Philippi, and a lot of things will happen there. And in future devotions, I'll talk about some events there. But how did Paul respond to detours is the question that I want us just to wrestle through this morning. And what can I glean from that for how I wrestle through detours in my life? We see, first of all, that he submitted himself to the will of God, right? There was no hesitation. He didn't go to Silas. Now, he and Barnabas had to have a conversation about whether to bring John Mark along or what to do, and eventually they decided that Barnabas and John Mark were going to go one way, and Paul and Silas takes off for Macedonia, but never was there a hesitation that we know of about his responding to the will of God. And a note that I made here, obedience requires humility, trust, and a heart that is sensitive to God's leading. If Paul's heart had not been in line with what God's heart is, then it would have been very difficult. He probably would have had a different response. He probably would have had a response like I have sometimes in my earthliness. Okay, but he didn't. He responded and submitted himself immediately to the will of God. He responded with compassion and a willingness to serve others. Right away, the scriptures indicate that they felt like they needed to take the gospel to somebody in Macedonia. They need to go minister to the believers, the body of believers in Macedonia. And so they faithfully went and willingly went. They had compassion and willingness. Whenever we have detours happen in our life, how many of us respond to that with compassion and willingness? Not many of us, I would think. I know I don't. It's really hard whenever a detour happens. And then finally, he responded without hesitation. Without hesitation. He says, the scripture says, he immediately went and took the gospel to Macedonia. So today, those were the points that I wanted us to bring out of Paul. Next time, we're going to look at a different character, and we're going to pick up a couple of other things off this journey. But my question to you is, what are you going to do with detours in your life? Maybe you're on a detour right now, okay? Maybe you had a great plan for what this season of life was going to look like for you, and all at once, there's a curve in the road. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's a spouse issue. Maybe it's illness. Maybe it's just simply a dispute between you and a brother or sister in Christ, and you just don't know how to resolve it. Okay? But I'm here to tell you that God wants you to listen to him. He wants you to respond to him with humility. Okay? God, what do you want me to learn right now? Not with anger. And not with frustration, right? God, what do it with humility. God, what are you wanting to teach me? And then second, trust. Just trust God. You know, sometimes in our house, we will use the term marinade. Let's let that marinade for a little while. You know, there'll be a question. And that's hard for me. I'm a fixer. My family will tell you that. Noah would tell you in a heartbeat that if he would mention something to us at dinner table, you know, something wasn't going right, this or that, all at once, I was starting to name, okay, here's how we can take care of that, here's this, let's do that, here's what you should be doing. And sometimes it's very difficult to just trust, right? Just to sit back and trust. And sometimes that's what God wants us to do. And then, can you just find yourself at a point of saying, okay, God is leading here. God is leading, and I just need to follow him. I need to be sensitive to what he has. So this morning, take with you what you would, but out of Acts 16, where Paul gets the call in Troas, he redirects his steps, and he heads off to Macedonia out of obedience, and the gospel is heard, and we're going to learn more about how the gospel was heard and how it transformed lives the next time that I share devotions.